Are you a deviant? You know, like those of us who binge-watch serial killer programmes, laugh at the stupid shit people do, and revel in anything adult? Well, you found your people. Join us as we crack open the door to the padded cell and release the insanely stupid, the weirdly wonderful, and those who choose to live outside societal norms. We'll delve into the strange, the macabre, the sexy, and the outrageous. So if you're a deviant, then you have your place with us in the padded cell. Hello, gang, and welcome to episode 31 of the Padded Cell podcast.
31.
It's mad, isn't it? Mm. It's just as exciting, though, because it's just going nuts all around the world.
It is.
Patreons have gone nuts. Facebook's gone super nuts. Instagram's gone nuts, but Instagram are being cons, to be honest. They keep, like, saying that I can't post stuff and I can't monetize shit because I say fuck all the time.
I know they got banned off Instagram on Tuesday night.
Did you flash a flap?
No, I was watching Slash.
Are you flashing your flaps at Slash?
And I posted a video of Slash doing his thing, which is dead good. And I just put on a Slash with the big dick energy. And they were going to ban me for saying Slash's got big dick energy.
It's fact, though.
I was like, look at him. Of course he has.
Of all the things you post.
I know. So, it wasn't even like Slash has got a big dick. It was big dick energy.
I imagine Slash have a big dick though.
I do.
You can't have hair
like
that. Look at
those four arms.
And arms and play the guitar the way he does and not have a big dick.
Anyway, it'll make me moist.
Ooh. All right, I just need to note that Jacob, the managing director, has just closed his door. He mustn't want to hear about Slash's big dick. That's probably because I've said lots of swear words in the first few minutes.
We say lots of inappropriate stuff.
We do.
Or it was the burping.
Well, we got the burping out the way before we started rolling. Yeah. So just before we started rolling, we normally do a 1, 2, 3, 4, and I just went down the microphone. And Dylan was very impressed.
Yes, very impressed.
That was my new sound check. Closely followed by your burp.
Yeah. Dylan, did you know it's National Dylan Day today?
Yeah. National Dylan Day?
Did you not know this?
Shout out all the Dylans of the world.
Yeah, well, actually, it's not today that the episode's going out. It's today that we're recording. Yeah. So we're recording on the 4th of April today. So we're 2 weeks in advance for this one. And yeah, you found that it was National Dylan Day. It's not spelled the way your Dylan's spelled, but you know, Dylan. English spelling.
It's coming from the Echo, so.
Yeah. It's definitely true. I looked it up. After you sent the thing over, I fact checked just to make sure it wasn't the Echo telling
the
jar
thing. Shit as usual. Yeah.
What I thought it might have been was like an article that was released on the 1st of April saying the 4th of April was National Dylan Day. Because I thought there can't be a National Dylan Day. Who wants a National Dylan Day?
When's National
Nancy
Day?
I don't even want a National Dylan Day. Too much attention.
How are you going to celebrate?
Yeah.
Get all the Dylans.
Jacob's got to buy you lunch.
Oh, yes. Do you hear that, Jacob? You have to buy me lunch. It's National Dylan's Day. Yeah, he doesn't care.
No.
He doesn't care one bit.
You could just say it was National Dylan's Day just to get free lunch. So, yeah, 4th of April, National Dylan Day. It'll forever be National Dylan Day for me, you know.
We'll never forget this.
I know, yeah. But actually, this is going out on the 18th of April, 2 weeks from today. And have you ever heard of Lorraine Warren?
Nope.
Have you heard of Lorraine Warren?
Lorraine Warren is from, I know her from the film Paranormal Activity, not Paranormal Activity, The Conjuring. Is she in that film?
She certainly is. So Ed and Lorraine Warren were paranormal investigators years ago, and Lorraine Warren actually died on the 18th of April.
I didn't know that was a name.
In 2019, So you've probably seen the film Annabelle,
with
the Conjuring
doll,
type.
Yeah.
Well, they actually owned the Annabelle doll and they claimed that it was haunted or possessed. And they're also famous for investigating Amityville, the Enfield haunting, amongst loads of others. So she was a medium and paranormal investigator. There's a lot of people who are not too sure about them, to be fair. I'm a bit on the fence. Some of the stuff that they came up with, I'm like, yeah, I'm totally convinced. Other stuff, I don't know whether they just faked a little bit just to sensationalise. You know, rather than just like, yeah, that's an orb or that's a noise. They've gone, it's a noise and the demon's making it and they've conjured a demon. You know, it just felt a little bit too much. But yeah, very, very famous paranormal investigators. And she died in 2019 on the 18th of April. So there you go. They actually formed the New England Society for Psychical Research in the 50s, the NESPR, and they travelled the world investigating. I quite fancy that job, you know.
be interesting, wouldn't it?
Yeah. You see, I am a believer, but I also look for other reasons for the noises or whatever that I've seen, heard or whatever. So I try and be practical. So I'd love to be a paranormal investigator and just go around with me EMF reader.
Yeah.
I just love a gadget.
Little proton pack.
Oh my God, Nance, right. Have you ever seen them panel fence painting packs? It's like a backpack that you put on, you fill it with paint and it's got like a probe.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you're like, you know, you shower the fence basically, yeah, spray. Well, Jimmy's got more of these things and he was out to spray the fence and I just had the overwhelming urge to start singing Ghostbusters.
He's in a car.
Ghostbusters! He did a very good job of the fence, but I mean, imagine Jim. And I think he also had that suit thing that he wears, the boiler suit.
His overalls
thing. Oof. And his backpack. He was proper ghostbusting.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, yeah. Speaking of Ghostbusters, do you know that Dan Aykroyd's really, really into paranormal stuff? I'm going off on one. Sorry. I said Lorraine Warren. You know Dan Aykroyd?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you know he's really into paranormal stuff? He's like proper, proper paranormal bossing. Yeah. Do you know?
I didn't know that actually. Doesn't surprise me. He seems eccentric.
Yeah, but he's really, really, really knowledgeable as well. And it's not just like ghosts. It's like, you know, UFOs and cryptids and all that kind of thing. He's on a program on telly and he's just really, 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 really knowledgeable. And I was listening to We Can Be Weirdos. I keep plugging this. I'm going to have to contact Dan, who does the who presents the podcast, because I keep mentioning him. But yeah, Dan Aykroyd on, and he was telling all these mad, weird tales. And there's one in particular. I have got a bit of time. I'm going to do this, fuck it. And he said, it's one of these instances that you just can't explain. And he was filming this show in America. And he was about to interview this woman who'd had a UFO sighting. And she was like, well into it. And it was going with this big, like, yep, I've seen this proof and all that. Did the first segment of the show, went outside for a quick fag. And as he's standing there having his fag, out of the blue completely, Britney Spears calls him. And he's like, Britney Spears? And he's looking at the phone completely bewildered. As he's looking like that, there's a car just over the way, like a black, I'm thinking sedan, you know, like government type thing. And there's two guys standing outside the car with denim jackets on. So they weren't men in black. But just standing there looking at him, looking directly at him, as he's perplexed, wondering why Britney Spears, of all people, is phoning him at that very point. So he's looking at the phone and he goes, hey, Britney. And then when he looks up, the car's gone. And the guys are gone. And there's no way they could have just gone in that split second. It's like, that's a bit weird. Anyway, finished the call with Britney and she wants his help on a show. He went back in and the producers of the show said, right, we're stopping there. We're pulling the plug on this right now. And he went, what? And he said, yeah, the lady that you're interviewing has changed her mind. She doesn't want to do it. And actually, they were halfway through the show and they pulled it off her there and then. So he's like, ooh, these guys in the car, I wonder if they were like, you know, government officials.
Or aliens.
Didn't like the fact that she was about to spill the beans on some UFO sighting. And they've got onto the bosses and said, pull the plug on that or you're dead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where my mind was going.
I love things that you just can't explain. Yeah.
But he's got loads of little stories like that, not just his own, but other people's stories. And I say, if you're interested in that kind of stuff, just look him up, because he's like, there's internet sites and all sorts of stuff out there. But also, We Can Be Weirdos, he does get interviewed by Dan on there, and he's super, super interesting guy.
Dylan's on it, he's Googling.
Yeah, have you ever seen his vodka?
Yes, the Skullhead Vodka.
Skullhead Vodka.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, we've actually got one on our bar.
Oh, no way.
Yeah, yeah. I've had the Skullhead Vodka since about 2015 and I've never opened it. And it was gifted to me by my submissive, who I've mentioned before, who passed away. And so I've not been able to bring myself to open it because he bought it for me. Yeah. But it's getting to the point now, it's starting to evaporate. So I'm like, I've got to drink this stuff before it's completely gone. But yeah, he does the Skullhead Vodka.
Maybe you can open it for our friends leaving.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Do a little toast to get him rotten.
Well, he drinks vodka as well. Mm. He doesn't really drink very often, though. One double vodka could be on his back.
Well, if it's going to be your last party.
Yeah. So there you go. I've veering off on one there. Right. So I've had a few people messaging me saying they like near the intro. Are you a deviant?
You know,
like those of us who binge watch serial killer programs, laugh at the stupid shit people do, and revel in anything adult.
Jeremy and Ryan do this to each other all the time.
Well, you found your people. Join us as we crack open the door. Anyway, so you've already heard it once. Shouldn't need me to say it again. But we've had a few people saying they love the intro, and wherever they are, they actually say it with me. And they try and do it in my voice. So there's like Australians and Americans up there trying to do our intro in my Scouse accent. So I've got to hear this, whether it's in the Scouse accent or not. So what I'm thinking, right, I'm going to ask our Patreons before I go on. Our Patreons at the moment, we've got like 78 Patreons. And what I'm going to do for y'all, when we get to 100, I'm going to close that tier. And because you are all with us from the start, day oneers, I'm going to promote you all to the top tier for nothing as a little gift from us. And as part of that, you're going to get a phone number. And you can WhatsApp us. You can WhatsApp us messages, pictures, little stories and things that you might want to share with the masses. But what I would like you to do, because by the time this goes out, you will have the phone number. If you are that way inclined, I would love you to do your own version of our introduction. And I'm going to mash it up.
Did we ever share the one that me and Ryan filmed?
No.
When we were really, really, really drunk.
No, that was at one of the staff parties, wasn't it? In fact, it was the last staff party. Christmas I couldn't go because I wasn't there. I wasn't
Paulie,
well.
Weren't you?
Yeah. And you did the introduction, didn't you?
Really badly.
Yeah, I thought you were quite good, actually.
To be fair, we done one excellent take.
Yeah.
But Mabel was filming it, and the knobhead wasn't filming us; she was filming herself. Just going, la, la, la.
Oh, go away! You're doing like a little
and that
selfie
was the best
recording.
Take, and then we just went to shit, and we couldn't do it.
I see, that's what alcohol does for you. So if you fancy recording that introduction yourselves, send it over. These are the Patreons who are going to get the phone number. Send it over and have a little listen and a laugh. And I'm going to put some of them together and do like a little mashup of all the different people's little bits and make it like one long.
I'll get my auntie to do one.
So you need to
we
give
need
your auntie
to give
a little
shout
go
out.
On,
yeah.
Go on, tell us all about your auntie.
Last night, me and my siblings went for dinner. We got invited to dinner by our American family, who we haven't seen for years. Mm. But my great auntie Lil is like in her 80s and she's doing a final farewell tour. That'll be her last visit.
Oh, final farewell tour.
Yeah, she's too poorly to like come back over. But she wanted to see where she grew up and like, you know, all her family one last time. But the really fun auntie was like, you know, a couple of wines in and she said...
Fun auntie.
Yeah. She was like, I need to tell you. She said, I haven't asked you about work because I don't want to just assume, but I don't know who knows. She said, but I do watch the podcast. And I was like, for fuck's sake, you can't go anywhere.
Oh my God.
So she watches us.
So did she just find us randomly or did she see a link from one of your profiles or
no,
something?
No, because all like my spicy profiles have nothing to do with like my normal. Mm. I mean, she's just on my normal Facebook.
So
she's
on my
Instagram,
found us?
But we don't share anything on there. So
see, I'm just
there she is, Auntie Patty.
I'm just very pleased now that there's a lady over in America who happens to be related, but she's just found us.
Yeah. And she was like, she loves it, thinks it's dead good, wanted to know all about it. And then her brother Michael, she was like, me and Michael can laugh about this shit, but we don't tell Jodie.
Is Jodie a prude?
Jodie's the strict one.
Oh right, okay. So, there's always one of those, isn't there?
So we don't tell Jodie.
You see, people think that we're the black sheep because we're the weirdos, but actually it's the people that aren't weirdos who are the black sheep.
We are the weirdos, mister.
So so what's your auntie's name?
Patty.
So hiya Patty. And I believe you sent me a message that I didn't reply to. I don't remember receiving it. But
yeah, she was
very,
a bit drunk
very,
and she was
very,
trying
very
to
sorry.
Tell me. She was just inviting herself on. She was like, I've been in Liverpool for a week. I could have filmed with you.
Yeah, she could have.
No. She's currently flying back, so.
And it would have been nice to meet her.
Yeah.
It would have been really nice to meet her.
Yeah, but she went on to her messages. She sent you a picture of a cock cake on
Instagram. Yeah, but I didn't get it.
I'll show you her profile.
Okay, yeah. Because I looked last night, didn't I? Instagram went down a bit last night and Facebook and that. I was fretting. I put a reel out. I've had like 70 views on it. I normally have like 70,000. It's because that went down. Cunts. Anyway. So hello to our Patreons. Casey, Sarah. Now, I can't say a surname. V-O-C-E. Voce. Voce. Voss. QL, Philippa, Beth, Marielle and Rogine. They're our latest Patreons. So hello.
Hello to everyone.
And thank you for just joining our chaos.
It is chaos.
If
I think the WhatsApp group will be chaos.
Oh, can you imagine? Well, I've been putting it off a little bit just because of time constraints, yeah. really. And I just know as soon as I launch this, it's just going to go a little bit
nuts. We chat enough shit between you, me and Ryan.
Oh my God, can you imagine? Then with all, 70-odd deviants on the WhatsApp. Yeah. No, it's all good. It's all good then. And, you know, if I can't read your messages and I can't, whatever, I'll just say, sorry, guys, but I'm busy.
I'm muting you for a bit.
I'm muting my own group. Talk amongst yourselves. Right, so today's story. It's off the back of Toko, you know, the Japanese guy who lives in a dog suit once a month.
Not a border collie.
Not a border collie. Fucking hell, the amount of people
Toko,
you do
the
know
rough
it's not
collie.
A border collie. But when you actually look at it, he actually says border collie himself. So, you know, he was ripped off, obviously. It wasn't a border collie suit that he got, even though he ordered it.
What was it, like 30 grand or something?
It was very expensive, wasn't it? Really, really expensive. So I had a couple of people contact me. Well, I had a lot of people contact me about Toko, to be honest with you. We've actually got a picture of Toko, I think, in our little picture stash. If you just flash one up so everybody knows what we're talking about. In case you didn't see that
reel. That was not Toko.
I haven't got Toko on this one, but I'll put it in place.
Oh, okay. I thought I sent it over to you. Sorry.
That's okay.
Right, so... Basically, he's a Japanese guy who once a month dresses up in this amazing dog suit and he behaves like a dog, and we established that he sniffed bums and all the rest of it, which I found hilarious. And some people were saying, I think he's not just like a pet player. He's not a fetishist. I think he's a Therian. Have you heard of a Therian?
No.
So it's T-H-E-R-I-A-N, Therian. Have you heard of a Therian?
I have heard of Therian, yeah.
How have you heard of a Therian?
I'm on the internet a lot.
Yeah, you're he a fucking kingster, you, I'm telling you. Dylan has got a Fet Life profile. Mr. Tickle.
I am the goat.
The screaming goat.
Got that goat in me.
So, I'm going to talk a little bit about Therians. I didn't think you'd know what it was because actually I didn't know what it was. I'd sort of heard the word and not really understood it, to be honest. So I'm going to take us back to basics and just go over what this is and what it's not, more importantly. So a Therian basically is a person who identifies as and with an animal.
Okay.
So as and with is really important. So they not only believe that they're an animal, but they act like an animal as well. And I'm going to go into this, you know, quite deeply. But let's just take a little step back and look at what they're not, first of all. And this is what came up in discussion quite a lot because people were like, oh, he's just into pet play or he's a furry. And actually people say, no, he's not. He's neither of those things. And I'm like, okay, let's drill down on what the difference is between these. So this isn't necessarily a Lady C episode, but I am talking about kink and fetish a little bit and then going off onto what Therians are. So pet play, as we know, it's a BDSM activity in the broader sense, because often you have a pet and a handler. Mm-hmm. So the pet would be in the, like a submissive position, if you like, or a bottom position, and the handler would be in the top position. Sometimes there's bondage involved and, you know, giving orders out, role play and that kind of thing. So it is seen as a BDSM activity. Sometimes they'll wear paws that restrict their movement of the hands on both their hands and their feet. It's very common in the gay community, but we do have people from other communities taking part in pet play. But as we know, because we run gay events in our venue, pet play is massive in the gay events. Excuse me. And pet play outfits can be anything from a harness with the paws and like a little snout maybe to full on Dalmatian latex, basically. And while they're in that outfit, they will play into the role. So don't believe they are dogs, cats, piggies, horses, whatever it is. They're acting into that role. It's part of their kink. It's part of their fetish. And very often, pet players can involve sexual activities, but they don't always. Sometimes it is literally pet and handler. But some, especially in the gay community, it can lead on to sexual activity. But it's not a given, and that isn't necessarily why people get into pet play. And we do have some pictures of Pep Play Dylan. Let me just get my own ones up so I know what I'm telling you. So Pep Play 1, please. Okay, so we've got a lady here. We can see she's got the paws there. She's got the snout in the ears and stuff. And she's quite sexualized. I don't know if she's gay, straight or whatever.
It's a very sexy pup, isn't it?
It's a very sexy pup. We don't really see loads and loads of sexy pups, no. Really. These sort of pictures are normally just seen just for enjoyment, for just pictures. We don't really see these in real life that much in clubs, especially ladies.
Yeah.
You do see this in the gay community, but again, I think she's more sexualized than what we're used to, really. But, you know, this is a thing and, you know, some people do dress this way. Also, we've got the Pep Play 2, please. So this is more what we're used to seeing. I mean, this is quite extreme, but...
Is this the one that was on that documentary?
Yeah. But we've had one just like this in our club.
Yeah.
And I think he won Pet Pride. It's like, there's a Pet Pride, believe it or not. They got their own flag and everything's boss, got a big paw on it. and he won the Pet Pride competition and he had a full Dalmatian outfit on. So I don't think it's exactly the same guy, but he had that outfit on.
She looks awfully shocked.
She looks very uncomfortable, doesn't she? I'm trying to read what her face is saying here.
Help.
Yeah. It's like she's just been brought
in.
I'm
a prisoner.
She doesn't even know who he is.
Blink twice.
Yeah. So for the people who aren't watching this, who are listening instead, so we've got a very uncomfortable looking lady on a regular sofa with a regular bookshelf.
And a little piggy bank.
And a little piggy bank, yeah. And she's got a person next to her, I'm assuming a guy, but I don't know, dressed in full latex Dalmatian outfit, and he's got very cute ears that's turn over on the top, and he's smiling. He's having a lovely time. She's questioning her life
nice
right now.
Outfit.
Maybe she plays as a cat.
She'd turn his eyes out if that was the case. So that's sort of
like the Siamese cat on the Aristocats.
Yeah. So this is sort of where my mind goes with Pep Play. It's more you're role playing into it, and you wouldn't necessarily have sex in that outfit. It's more look at me looking fabulous in my latex Dalmatian outfit. They like the smell, the feel of the outfit, the closeness on the skin, and all that. But we do have people not just as dogs. We've had horses, we've had little piggies, we've had lots of cats. But the dogs tend to go all out, don't they?
Yeah.
Now, so I need to be very clear that people that undertake Pep Play don't identify as that animal. They just role play into it. It's a kink, it's a fetish, it's fun. And when they take all that off, that's it. It's the end of that role play. So we've got another category called furries. So there's a picture there, furries. Dylan, please. Okay. So completely different to our original picture. This is something that you'd maybe see. Like
is that a cow at the back?
Yeah.
A rainbow cow?
Yeah.
That's a bit of me.
You're a rainbow cow.
I fucking love cows.
Do you?
Yeah.
What is it about cows?
It's my favourite animal.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why?
Just love them.
Haven't they got like seven bellies or something, cows?
Yeah.
You obviously don't identify as a cow. You've
barely
got one belly.
I do have udders. I am known to have been milked.
Oh my goodness!
I don't know, maybe I am a cow.
Fucking hell! That escalated. So you've got udders. Okay. Who was I? Fairies. Okay. So, as you can see, these people are in full fairy outfits. Now, some of them you can see, there's a fox there, there's looks like a bull, a few cats, but some of them aren't really anything in particular. And that's because, now, not all fairies dress like this. They don't identify as, they identify with, it's like an avatar almost. And some people get their own fairy outfits made in how they see themselves or how they want to be seen. Not necessarily as a particular type of animal. It could just be like a character, like a cartoon character or whatever. Now,
like
fairies are not, it's not a fetish. They're like a subculture of people. So they wouldn't necessarily go to fet events dressed like this. They wouldn't necessarily, you know, beat each other up like this. They just enjoy wearing these outfits. And what the difference is between fairies, I think, and people that undertake Pep Play, pet players try and reenact animal mannerisms.
Yeah.
So they'll, you know, do this when they're licking their ears as cats, yeah, and sniff arses if the dogs and stuff like that. Whereas fairies, they often bring human characteristics into their fairy persona. So like you see in Disney.
Yeah.
So you, or you know, some theme park where you've got somebody dressed up in a fairy outfit, they wave like a human would
like
do.
Like Butlins.
Yeah. So that's what fairies tend to do. So now, not all fairies have got outfits like this because they're very, very, very expensive. Some of these have got like LED lights in their eyes. They've, some of them have got like air conditioning on
it's
the inside
scary,
because they're
the
dead,
end,
dead hot. Some of these people are spending $15,000-$20,000 on these things. So not everybody can afford them. So what do fairies do who can't afford these outfits? We've seen them. They'll sometimes wear like little ears.
Yeah.
Now, not all fairies wear ears. There's a lot of crossover. So I'm saying here that fairies don't, they're not into BDSM, blah, blah, blah. But they're still people at the end of the day. So they might still be into kink.
Yeah.
And they might choose, if they're feeling that way inclined one day, to go and, you know, hump a fairy bull. I don't know. But... that's not their sole intention. Their sole intention is just enjoy escaping into this avatar, if you like. And I quite like that idea. And they have like almost like comic cons for fairies.
There was a furry con in Liverpool.
Was there?
And I was walking to work. It was before I was here. And there was just an entire gaggle.
Wow.
I was buzzing. I was like,
yeah,
fair play.
It looks amazing, yeah, doesn't it? Apparently, they're very uncomfortable to wear. So you know, they're quite dedicated to wear these things.
I mean, it must get hot, mustn't it?
But they're heavy. As well, they're hot, they're heavy. It's not
especially
like a sealed.
If they're good quality as well.
Yeah, they are. Yeah. You know, they spend a lot of money on these things.
Like,
at the end of the day, they're representing them, their avatar, their persona. So it is good quality because they want to be seen and taken seriously as the avatar. I think it looks a lot of fun, personally. Yeah. And I'd love to go along and see, you know, what they get up to. And I'd love to see them, you know, wave it and
what
do
would you
an
be?
What would I be?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. As a fairy. I mean, if I was going to do pet play, I'd have to be a dog.
Yeah.
Because I just love dogs. But I'm not into pet play. But as a fairy, I don't know. I think I'd have to be like maybe a dragon or
there's something.
A
dragon there on the end.
Is there?
Little blue one.
Ah! I've actually got a Mother of Dragons t-shirt from Game of Thrones. I'm quite partial to a dragon.
I love dragons.
Oh my God, wait till I tell you this, right? Jimmy's a right fucking dickhead. The other day, he's flicking through Google, you know, and he's like, fuck off. And I was like, what? He went, they found a fossil of a dragon. And I'm like, they don't exist. They can't have. So we showed this picture and I went, fossils don't look like that. That looks like a dragon. That looks like a mummified dragon. That's not a fossil. And you go, no, look. And there's these Chinese people all like rubbing down the thing. And I went,
was it
it's 1st of April, you knobhead. He was totally taken in. And I'm like, how'd you get to 58? And one, forget that it's like 1st of April. And two, that actually dragons existed. No, they didn't, Jim. They didn't exist. So there isn't a fossil of one. Anyway, sorry,
unless
Jim. Love
there
you.
Is.
So I would probably be a dragon, I think, if I was going to be a fairy. Mm. I'd have to go the full 9 yards. I would have to have like, you know, pyrotechnics and everything going
scales
on.
And, well, scales. You can breathe fire.
I can breathe fire. Well, I haven't breathed fire for a little while. I'll probably set myself on fire nowadays. We need to practice that.
You can practice tonight. I'm doing mine.
Oh, I don't know about tonight. I need to build myself up for it. Read me notes.
Have a little go.
Don't know.
Notes?
Yeah.
I don't remember any notes.
They actually have different words for the type of animals as furries. So anything that's a lizard is actually a scaly.
A scaly?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Are you reading this?
So you'd be a scaly.
I did know this. That's why I'm looking it up, but I'm not saying.
Okay. You see, he's just outing himself here, isn't he?
What would you be, Dylan?
I do like the lizards. I'd probably go wolf. I like wolves.
Wolf.
I have a wolf tattoo.
Do you?
Yeah, on my leg.
I didn't know you were tattooed.
Yeah, on my legs. There's a stage where I wanted to be a teacher, so they're all on my legs so far. But I'm going to start my arms soon, I think.
Yeah, you may as well.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
No,
teaching aspiration
fuck
off.
Imagine
you're much better
be
doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh God, imagine teaching kids. All my kids, right? If I was a teacher, they'd either be in detention or they'd all be in the corners facing the wall.
I'd be in detention with the kids.
Oh, I couldn't be. I mean, I've lectured adults, but adults choose to be there. They pay to be there. Kids don't want to be there. Right, so... Now, these fairies, I don't know whether either of you have seen anything in the news. There's been some speculation that there's kids in schools who are saying they identify as a fairy and that they want to lap milk out of bowls. They're on cat litter trays. They walk on all fours and they've been like growling at new kids when they come into the school. So I look this up, right? I was looking for it at the Department of Education. I mean, I'd growl at new kids as well.
That sounds like Satan.
Satan is actually your son, just to clarify. Yeah. Oh, your son's fab. So I looked this up to see if it was true. And the Department of Education, or wherever they're called now, they're saying, oh, you know, it's all just speculation. It's not true and all the rest of it. I've actually personally now had three people contact me since Toco went out and said, I really want you to do an episode on this and highlight this problem, because my child has come home and said that there's kids demanding that they have a bowl to lap milk out of, and they're like jumping off fences and stuff like that.
No.
And because they identify as a fairy, which definitely highlights their immaturity, because they don't really know what a fairy is, because they're identifying as this, they're making these demands and the schools don't know what to do with it. And they're like, so they're bending over backwards to actually provide these things for them. So I need to talk to these schools. Being a fairy is not an identity.
No.
It's not an identity. It's not a gender. It's not an identity. Like I said before, it's a subculture. if they said they were Therians, then they might have an argument, but they're not. They're fairies. And actually what's happening, I think, is it's just when we were young at school. Okay, mine's a little bit long ago than you, like. But when we were at school, you rebelled and you didn't know who you were. You tried on different identities, didn't you? You know, I was a goth for ages. I was a punk most of my life, but, you know. You try these different hats on. You don't really know who you are. You're experimenting things. Your hormones are all over the place. And back in our day, it was like, you know, just being rebellious, wasn't it? And being a punk. Now you're demanding cat litter trays. I mean, what the actual fuck?
So what are you going to do, just have a piss in the corner in front of the whole class?
Well, yeah, I suppose so.
Because now kids don't even get changed for PE in front of each other.
No.
They have to spend the whole day in a PE kit.
Yeah. It's mad, that, isn't it?
Yeah.
But I mean, yeah, what about the other kids in the class, though? And the school are saying, you need to respect these kids who've got, you know. And I'm like, no, actually, no. I think you're just pandering to just a phase. It's a phase. They're not identifying at all. They're just taking the piss out of you. They're just taking the piss out of the education system. The fact that you're all too fucking terrified to actually speak your mind and say, no, you're not a fairy. You're a 13-year-old boy or girl who's just experimenting with life, and you can't have a cat litter tray. Now get a fucking detention. This is what they should be saying.
Like, I want to know, are those parents giving them litter trays at home?
Probably not. If they're acting up in school because they know they can get away with it.
So, I don't like changing the cat litter tray, never mind my kids.
Yeah, I'm not into cat litter trays. When I had a cat, they were outdoor cats.
Yeah.
When he was old, at the end, he had to have a cat litter tray. I hated it. So there's no legal arguments where that's concerned. So I don't know why the schools are trying to bend over backwards, really. If you want to do all that shit outside and at home, that's fine. And I'm calling it shit and being disrespectful because I just think that it's gone a little bit mad. I totally respect pet play, totally respect fairies. They're adults who choose to do that, to subcultures, what they enjoy. But 13, 14-year-old kids who are saying the fairies and wanting a cat litter tray, that is just taking the mick now, isn't it? And it is actually happening. So the Department of Education are just trying to cover up a problem because they don't know how to fucking deal with it. Well, I've just told you how. It's not an identity.
She'll sort it.
I'll sort it all out. So let's move on to Therians. So Therians are not pet players and they're not fairies. So these are people, like I said before, who identify with and as an animal, and they do have animalistic traits, and they connect with their Therian type, which is a species. Mm-hmm. And they connect on a very deep level. It's not just, I feel like I need to go and sniff that dog's bum. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make light of this, but, you know, we're an entertainment podcast. No, they actually feel that animal on a very, very deep level. And some believe that it's a throwback from previous lives where they might have actually been, you know, a dog or a mouse or whatever. Yeah. And there's these sort of traits still in them, these animalistic traits are still there. They're hangovers from a previous life. And it normally emerges between the ages of 10 and 16, so through puberty, where a lot of things come out. So, you know, like I say, if these kids have said they were Therians, they're the right age for this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they fucking are. and they just don't know what the word is and they call themselves fairies. It just doesn't resonate with me, that really. But it normally emerges around this age anyway. And they can lead completely normal lives. But because they're young, when this often happens, they don't understand it. And because they don't know how to control these natural instincts, it'll come out at the most inopportune moments. Mm-hmm. So they have these sort of what they call shifts. And we're not saying like shapeshifters. It's not like paranormal in that sense. But they can shift in a consciousness and it can be voluntary or involuntary. Now, voluntary, some people want to escape into that persona, if you like, into the Therian type, away from real life, into a life where they feel free. And they meditate into that. Other people, it's completely involuntary. And it reminds me a little bit of Tourette's. Mm-hmm. So if you get startled all of a sudden, they might like jump up onto a couch like a cat would. Or if they've hurt themselves, they might howl in pain like a dog would. And they can't help it. It just happens. Some people think it's like a neurodiversity thing. Mm-hmm. It could be some kind of a brain injury or, you know, something going on there. And like I say, other people think genuinely that it is a throwback from a previous life. And there's a website out there, just let me get that. It's aetherian-guide.com. And there's loads of really interesting information on there if anybody's interested in it. And they talk quite seriously about shifting the different types of therians and to get support if you think that you are a therian. They can quite literally experience the world through the eyes and emotions of an animal. When they shift voluntarily through meditation, it can be controlled, and over time they can like build up their experience until some people literally shift from human form in their mind directly into this animal, and they open their eyes and you can literally see everything from a lower level like an animal would and everything. Some people don't fully shift. Some people still have their human instincts and the human intellectual thoughts, but see things as their animal. Other people don't really shift at all. They've just got an instinct, and that's when it sometimes comes out involuntary when they're scared or they're frightened. And when I was reading about this, at first I was like, this is just another like kooky thing. But no, and it comes across as a very peaceful, harmonious, underground almost community. They don't put themselves out there that much because I don't think... Maybe they're not ready or the world isn't ready. I don't know. There's going to be a lot of questions. There's going to be a lot of people who are like, you're just completely nuts. But I don't know. It just feels like a very private, intimate world that they're quite happy to keep to themselves, actually. Yeah. If you want the information, it's out there. But they don't put it all over the place, you know. They don't have like, what was it called? That fairy convention, FairyCon.
FairyCon.
They don't have nothing like that. They're just normal human beings who work and live and have got families who've got this therian type. And it's like sort of like hierarchy almost. The most common therian type are wolves. We were talking about wolves before. And that's lycanthropy, isn't it? And obviously a lot of us believe that that's, you know, completely mythical, but there are therians who believe that they're wolves. And they do walk in packs and stuff like that. And it's very close in a community, the wolf therian side of things. And a lot of people identify as wolves at first because they don't really know and they think that's what they should be, but they might actually then identify as something else further on down the line, like a Doberman or something, I don't know. And there's other different types of shifting as well. Is this phantom shifting where people actually believe they can see their animal self forming around their body, which that sort of sits with the whole brain injury thing, maybe. Yeah. Since my brain injury, I don't necessarily see things that aren't there anymore. But for the first couple of years, I did. And I had like this distorted sort of vision of the world, if you like. It was weird. I couldn't go through the tunnel, if you like, driving. Couldn't do it. Jimmy had to drive for 18 months. Weird. Anyway, the physical shift, they believe that they can literally shapeshift. It is absolutely not possible physically or physiologically. It's bullshit. But some people believe that they can. And other people believe that they shift through astral projection. So they remain in their human form and through astral projection, their therian soul, if you like, leaves their body and then they can enjoy the freedom of astral projection as their therian. So what do you think of that?
I find it all quite interesting, you know. Like, it makes me think of, like, Harry Potter and the, what's it called? You know, they all have an animal.
Patronus.
Yeah, the Patronus.
Yes, yes.
And, like, each person's got their own Patronus, could be anything. Mm. It is quite interesting.
It is. Now, since I've been reading this, I am not a Therian, but it was only recently it occurred to me that pretty much every single tattoo on my body, bar one, has got wings.
Yeah.
I've got a peacock here. I've got an owl, which comes across there. I've got a big phoenix at the top of my shoulders. And I've got an American Indian angel with wings.
Yeah.
And I'm like, in a previous life, I must have had wings.
Yeah.
Because I've never really thought about it. Either that or it ties in with my free-spirited ways. Don't get tied down. I'd like to travel a lot. And my other tattoo is all about wanderlust and travelling.
Yeah.
So it could be that in my subconscious, I'm a free spirit and I've travelled a lot and my tattoos represent all of that. Or on some fucking deep level, I'm like, I was an owl in a previous life. And I'm a fucking Therian and I just haven't found it yet. So there you go. Witta-woo. Woo-hoo. I can't do an owl noise.
Get your phone out.
Well, since my phone broke, I haven't got it. So I've got.
That was not a fucking owl.
No. I had this thing on my phone, this notification sound, and it was supposed to be an owl, and it sounded like a cuckoo. It didn't sound like that. Owls do not make that noise.
Yeah.
Right, we are going to run on a little bit this one, Dylan, because I do want to hear what Nanta's got to say. And we're recording two episodes today. I may as well not hide the fact. And so we'll just make the next one a bit, little bit shorter. So I'm going to leave me middle bit and see how much time we've got after Nance. So, from Therians, pet playing and furries, what have you got for us, kid?
To my spirit animal.
Shut the fuck up.
No, not really.
Oh, I thought we connected on a deep level then, Nance.
Well, I mean, kind of. So, obviously, big shock, Nancy's not my actual name.
Nope.
But I wanted to talk about Nancy.
Okay.
So, obviously, Sid and I go by Sid and Nancy.
Yeah.
And this was just developed one day.
Mm.
And it was like that crazy that we sat and our parties were getting popular and we were getting more popular online and stuff. And at that point, we weren't as open as we are now. Mm. And obviously, we wanted to just have, we've got four kids. We wanted to have a layer of protection between, like, us being totally out there and our names and everything, because we used to just go by our normal names.
Yeah.
And I'm not, you know, I don't care if people know my name, but we've built this brand and it's all based on Sid and Nancy and the Sex Pistols.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just sat there one day like, if we're going to make fake names, who are we going to be? Because you could literally be anyone.
Anything, yeah.
So, and it was actually me who said Nancy first.
Mm.
Most people assume it's from the Sex Pistols, but it wasn't. It was... Nancy was from The Craft. You know,
well,
the witch.
Fuck me. I thought it was always Sid and Nancy.
No. So I chose Nancy first and he went, oh my God, I can be Sid. And we can be Sid and Nancy. And we can be the Sex Pistols.
I can imagine his excitement.
That was it from sitting in the living room. But no, my Nancy was initially from The Craft.
Oh, well, I never knew that. Never knew
Fun
that.
Fun fact for you.
Yeah.
But... let's talk about actual Nancy. So Nancy Spungen. She was born on the 27th of February, 1958. And that was my granddad's birthday.
Oh.
Not 1958, but 27th of Feb. So growing up and stuff, Nancy was always a bit of a cunt. We can see where...
you identify her.
Where the spirit animals come
in. You identify as a cunt.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Pretty much always,
most of the
to be
time.
Honest.
But yeah, so even from like a really young kid, Nancy was violent. She was really horrible to her sister. She had a sister called Susan, but she had like this really caring nature for her brother, which is weird, isn't it? And then she tried to kill her babysitter when she was growing up.
Wow.
So all of these things started from when she was like 4 or 5.
Mm.
And then when she got to 11, she was sent to boarding school because her parents had enough.
So she was always a rebel then, wasn't she?
Yeah, rebel without a cause.
Mm.
So she was sent off to boarding school by her parents because they just couldn't cope with her behaviour and stuff. And then she attempted suicide when she was like 12 or 13, I think. And then she eventually got diagnosed with schizophrenia when she was 15.
Yeah.
So when she like left boarding school, she actually graduated and stuff, and she done quite well, considering she was such a rebel and, you know, had a hard time. And then she left home at 17 and moved to New York, and she became like a groupie for all of these bands, and she was always just chasing fame, doing whatever she could to like get in with the bands. Went round with like Aerosmith, the Ramones, New York Dolls.
Wow. She's been around.
Yeah. And she got in with all of them. And then she flew over to London when she was 17 and she met Sid.
Sid Vicious.
But did you know she didn't have her eyes on Sid to begin with. She wanted Johnny Rotten.
Okay.
And she got into bed with him. And she said, I was reading this thing about it, and apparently she was in bed with him for two nights, trying her on. And he was just like,
have none of it?
No. Like,
what? Fucking hell. What man in the history of never?
I know. And so Sid was like her second choice.
Oh.
And then they started, obviously, this really tumultuous relationship that they had. And it's just that interesting to read about, like, so when she met them, they were always in the papers and stuff. And obviously, this was before I was born. So, you know, I'm going from like what I've read online and stuff. But she was called Nauseous Nancy.
And you're Nancy Nipple Cripple.
Do you want a Nancy Nipple Cripple, Dylan?
You haven't been introduced enough Nancy's nails, have you?
No, my girlfriend has long nails as well.
Does she cripple your nipple?
I'm pleading the fifth there, Vicky.
Okay. I don't need the nails or the nipple cripples. I'll just make you cry. Yeah, but she went all over the UK and stuff with Sid, ended up like just going on these rampages and stuff. And she used to, so it's a little bit unknown. Like some people say Sid was into heroin before Nancy. And a lot of people say, no, it was Nancy who, she really enjoyed his, like, getting into trouble. She loved watching him fight. She loved watching, like, all of this shit that he used to get up to. And she kind of, like, got off on it.
Yeah.
And I can't remember what it was called, but one of our earlier episodes, we talked about...
Hibristophilia.
Yeah. And Sid and Nancy are very much like that.
Very much. I've read a lot about hibristophilia since, and they come up a lot when it's being described.
Yeah. So she kind of like really encouraged all of this really horrible behaviour.
Yeah.
It's probably her fault that he was like such a bad guy. Mm. But they got off on each other, didn't they?
And definitely.
I think it's just really interesting. Like people, you know, people identify me and Sid that I know. I'm not saying like we make each other bad, but I can get it, because like before this life he was always in trouble. He was always in trouble with the police. He couldn't go out without fighting.
Yeah.
And he jokes and he says now he's like a lover, not a fighter.
Yeah.
But I think there is something really hot about watching your fella like just,
well, you know, it's no
being a caveman like that.
It's no secret that Jim's been the same. He's been a bad lad in the past. I don't mean like Robin and all that, but you know, he stood up for himself, and you know, if somebody came at him, he'd take him down. Yeah. Like Jim's really got a scar from somebody throwing a bottle at him in a fight.
There's something really nice, hot about watching your man like being able to handle himself and or like standing up for you. I remember this one time. We laugh about it now, but when Sid and me were like first together, we'd been like having a few drinks, and we went to a kebab shop. It was like 3 o'clock in the morning.
As you do. Kebab at 3 a.m. Yeah. Best ever.
And this young lad, and he was only young, like he was like singing. He was dead happy and drunk, and he was singing in the queue. And I just laughed at him. But Sid wasn't stood with me. He was like over by the door or something, or on his phone like he normally is. And then this guy turned around to me and he went, oh, sorry, love. You know, pissed. And that was all that Sid seen, was this fella going, sorry. And before I knew it, this guy was pinned.
Oh my God.
Pinned to the wall of the takeaway. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he was like, well, what's he saying sorry for? What did he do to you? I was like, I was just laughing because he was singing.
Oh, the poor guy.
And he was like, oh, sorry, mate.
That poor guy, little free spirit, having a little dance in the kebab shop, and he's pinned up against the wall by Sid.
Just for saying sorry.
And you've got wet knickers.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, Let's go home, forget the kebab.
I know, yeah. Drop that kebab.
Yeah. So anyway, Sid and Nancy, they had like a 19-month relationship where the heroin addiction just kind of took over. And it's really sad. I grew up in a house of heroin addiction and it's horrible. You wouldn't wish it on anyone. But yeah, so the Sex Pistols broke up because they were so sick of Sid shit.
Yeah.
I know that feeling. And then they ended up moving back to New York and staying in the Hotel Chelsea. And then obviously everyone knows Sid killed Nancy.
Yeah.
Did he kill Nancy?
Nah.
Do you not think so?
No.
I think he did.
Do you?
Yeah. I think Sid might kill me one day. Yeah. No, I just think he did. Like, you know, I haven't watched the film. Have you seen the film?
No.
I'm kind of tempted to watch it, but then I think you should. Yeah.
I mean, I know now it's not your namesake. It's me thinking that you're Nancy from Sex Pistols. But I think it'd be interesting still to watch.
We tried watching the thing on Disney. They made a series, didn't they, of Sid and Nancy?
Yeah.
We got halfway through it and I was a bit like, just not making me want to watch it.
No.
But yeah, I need to watch the film.
I found that a bit dull. Yeah. To be honest, two like colourful people, it was very dull.
Yeah. Really. I was hoping for more. But yeah, there's reading about it, like obviously we'll never know for sure what happened. But the other theory is that they used to keep all of their money in a drawer.
Yeah.
And they think that Nancy found someone stealing from the drawer and confronted
That's
them.
That's what I think. I think it's a robbery gone wrong.
Yeah. I guess we'll just never know.
Yeah.
But obviously, while Sid was on bail, because he admitted it, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, I've killed her. And then he didn't know. And then
I was high on drugs all the time.
He said he stabbed her by accident, but he didn't mean to kill her.
Yeah.
And she was killed with his knife, and she'd bought it like a few days earlier as a present.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a poor choice of a present, isn't it, when you're always off your face on drugs? Not really an item you need lying around. But.
I don't know. I don't know whether he did or not. Don't know. I'm thinking no. I think he was very high on drugs all the time, so, you know, the possibilities there. I don't know. I don't think it'd be convenient for me.
So when he was on bail, the Sex Pistols were going to release a Christmas album to cover all of his court costs and everything. But obviously he topped himself before
release
then.
An album to cover your court costs, though. So
happy
rock
Christmas,
and roll,
get it out of jail.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah, but obviously he didn't kill himself, no. But he did overdose, didn't he?
Yeah, it was an accident. Really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think it's such like
death
a common
by misadventure.
Thing. Yeah.
I think they call it.
Such a common thing, isn't it? That sex, drugs and rock and roll life.
Absolutely, yeah. But what a life.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going to live it, if you're going to have a drug-fueled life, you're just going to live it to the max, aren't you?
Yeah. I mean, Nancy was quoted, wasn't she? She always said she'd never live past 21 and she wanted to die before her looks faded. And
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if she's seen some of the pictures of herself.
I know, yeah. It wasn't always.
It wasn't very glamorous.
Definitely not.
Punk glamorous, maybe.
Yeah. Sad story, really.
Yeah.
Let's hope Sid doesn't kill you because I need you.
Yeah. Not yet.
Not yet, Sid. All right.
Yeah. Just when the looks fade, the Botox wears off. Yeah. Did you know he always wanted to be buried with Nancy?
No.
And he wasn't allowed because Nancy was buried in a Jewish
and he wasn't
cemetery
Jewish.
And he wasn't Jewish.
Yeah, not allowed.
So he ended up being cremated. And Nancy's mum, Deborah, was like, no, you're not staying with her. I don't allow it. And it was actually their friends broke him in and done it anyway.
Not allowed to do that. It's completely illegal. Get done for that, apparently.
I think a lot of the stuff that they've done was illegal.
Yeah,
so.
Totally.
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
So there they are, resting in peace together.
I'm still
resting in chaos.
Getting over the bombshell that you're not Nancy from the Sex Pistols.
No. We are the weirdos, Mr. Nancy.
There you go. Wow. Thank you very much for that. I've learned something new about you. I thought I knew everything. Well, pretty much.
Most things.
I'm sure there's some dark secrets in there that I haven't discovered yet.
I always surprise myself sometimes still. So.
That's good then. Keeping yourself on your toes. Yes. Right, I am going to leave our middle bit this time, our dangly bit, because it's not even the middle. And we'll do it next time, because it's a good one. Want to do it next time. I've got two. I might do two. We'll see. Anyway. Right. So we're going to go. Because we've got another episode to do.
Let's do a Superman change. A Wonder Woman change.
Yeah, it could just be like one long episode over two, wouldn't it? Like a double bill. It's a double bill. There you go. It's a double bill. I'm going to carry on in a minute. So if you're binge watching us, put the kettle on. We'll see you in five. If not, we'll see you next week for part two. Bye.
Bye.
And there we have it. Another day made better by listening to the Curators of Chaos. Thanks for dropping by. And if you enjoyed the show, we'd really appreciate you sharing your love for the Pad the Cell podcast with your friends. Don't forget, give us a follow on our socials. Maybe leave us some 5-star reviews. And feel free to send us an email to medic@thepadthecellpodcast. Or even interact with us on Facebook, Insta and our other socials. Because we love chatting to you. Be sure to stop by next week because, as Bowie says, I don't know where I'm going next, but I promise it won't be boring. Catch you soon.